Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 6, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 6. I am upset because I see something that is not there. This lesson asks us to practice by looking around the room or looking through our thoughts and saying, I am angry at blank because I see something that is not there, or I am worried about blank because I see something that is not there. And it reminds us that there are no small upsets. They are all equally disturbing to my peace of mind. It also reminds us that I cannot keep this form of upset and let the others go. And for the purposes of these exercises, then, I will regard them all as the same. I am upset because I see something that is not there. As I practice and contemplate this lesson, I see that the thing I see behind all the upsets is the thought of the separate I. Every upset is about how it affects me, the main character, the little I. Who is the one that is upset? I had been sitting in self-inquiry before doing this lesson, and from sitting in the space of my reality is I am spirit in a state of grace forever. And then while I sit in this state and I do this lesson from that perspective, the perspective of a state of grace forever, from there are no upsets. So any upset that I believe is happening is only happening because I am believing I am something other than spirit, that I am somehow in a state other than grace. When I am upset, I am believing in a false identity that doesn't really exist. The thing I see that is not there is always entangled with the little self and how it is trying to defend or define itself. There are no small upsets. All upsets are equally disturbing to my peace. There are no small upsets. All upsets are equally disturbing to my peace. I cannot keep this form of upset and let the others go. If I keep this form of upset, I am maintaining the belief in a separate little I, which will generate more upset. If I truly want to let go of upset, the only way to do it is to let go of all upset by letting go of the belief in the little self I. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to truly want to let go of all upset. Help me to remember that I am as God created me, spirit, in a state of grace forever. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sit quietly, clearing our mind. As thoughts arise, simply be aware there is a thought and let it float away. You are, for the next minutes, only the observer of what is in awareness. You are not that which is in awareness, but only the awareness of it. Watching as if you are a scientist. Watching with no attachment to what comes up into awareness, with no desire for any particular outcome. If a thought arises, which is a thought you have a draw towards believing, or a desire to taste of it, or to play with it, notice how it disturbs the peace of simply observing it. Notice how you stop being the scientist who is just observing. If you find yourself entangled with thoughts, simply drop back to the observer and notice how this entanglement had disturbed your peace. Notice the difference between a peaceful mind and the entangled one. Notice that the entangled mind involves the front of your head, your forehead. You may notice your brow is not relaxed. Notice that the peaceful mind is not engaging the forehead, but instead is elsewhere. Clear your mind and slip back into peace. Forget everything you know or want or think you are. Allowing the desire to be only spirit in a state of grace. Let this desire lead you. Listen only to that. Thank you for joining with me in being aware of the draw the little self has to bring us out of peace. Namaste.